One.
We can start by talking about your own background, where you were born.
Well, I was born in Iowa Falls, Iowa, and my father and mother moved to the house next door to his family, a house that was built for them while he was teaching at Ellsworth College. And then the next year, they moved to Cambridge, where he went into graduate school in psychology, and was one of the first generation of the animal behaviorists.
Uh-huh.
And then, let's see, I guess he went into World War I, and we went to Washington. And in Washington, he was working with the testing, setting up the tests for Army personnel. I know that I was a guinea pig many, many times over during those years. The IQs were carefully kept on all of us.
and all the children in your family?
Absolutely.
And he tested you.
And the thing that I loved most of it, but I hated the arithmetic or any mention of numbers. And I, to this day, I don't like that part of, well, even telephone numbers.
Can you balance your checkbook?
I can balance my checkbook. I can do it if I'm writing. I don't do it if I listen, if I have to repeat it. And I find that I reverse numbers. I get all the numbers in, but they're not in the same order.
Sort of numerically dyslexic.
So, let's see, from there.
So you left Washington?
We were in Washington until 1923, I think. And during that time, my father had gotten a PhD at Johns Hopkins. And then we went to Middletown, Connecticut, where he was on the faculty at Wesleyan University. And a few years later, went to Yale to set up the primate laboratory for their psychology department. And he had four children and four chimpanzees, as we were too often told. primates.
Four children and four chimps.
Eight primates. So, in New Haven, I began to get acquainted with art, perhaps for the first time. And had a good art teacher there. And then
you were taking drawing instruction or painting instruction yourself?
And also began to see more than I had before. In 1925, no, it was later than that. 1925, we bought a house in New Hampshire. And it was up there with the Yerkes. Professor Yerkes had been Dad's professor at Harvard, and he became head of the department at Yale. So he was in charge of the projects that my father was working on. And he took the chimps to New Hampshire and fixed his barn over for that. So my father went up and just continued his year's work. Only in the open air, the New Hampshire farmland. And he was learning at that time that chimps had a language which could be interpreted by humans, and that there was a communication set up. And as children, we learned that too. And we could talk to the chimps, we could call them, we could tell them, here are some blueberries, or get down out of that tree, you know.